Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to the Encouraging Word Global Network. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for being with us. We're just excited about you being with us today, and we trust that all is well on your end. And it's just such a great day. Also, we're broadcasting from the great state of Georgia, so it's been a beautiful day today. Pretty hot, actually up in the 90s today. So we thank God for the 90s. Thank God for what he's doing in our life. But let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise, ladies and gentlemen, before we get started here. We thank God for all he is doing with us today. And we give God all the glory and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. So thank God for Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. So welcome, guys. Welcome. This is Elder Kevin Vaughn on the network today, ladies and gentlemen, the Encouraging Word Global Network. What is the Encouraging Word Global Network? Well, we're here just to lift you up throughout the week, keep you going. Keeps me going, I know that for sure, and the things of God. We thank God for that. Yeah, amen. A little delay there. I love it. I love those delay claps. I love it. Can't never know what technology is going to do, ladies and gentlemen, but it's all good. So we're here to lift you up and share the power of the living word today from our Lord and Savior, King. His name is Yeshua. We call him Jesus as well. And tonight's topic, guys, is going to be the Comforter. The Comforter. The Comforter is precious Holy Spirit, for those who don't know. And we're going to talk about that as well, because we have people that may not know what we're talking about out here. So we're going to share that information with them as well. God is a Trinity, ladies and gentlemen. This is all in the Bible, so we're not going to be with you real long, but you can look all this great stuff up as well. But God is a Trinity. He's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we'll be talking tonight about the Comforter, the precious Holy Spirit tonight. So thank you so much for all those who are joining us. We hope and trust that you had a great day. But we want to give God all the praise and the glory and the honor on the network. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, one thing, there's so much going on today, and I'm not going to get into the news and what's happening around the world. I think everybody pretty much knows what's going on. If you keep it up to date, we want you to keep up to date, of course, what's happening around our community and state and city and then country and even in the world as well. But one thing we got to do is have different conversations as we engage with people, specifically our family and specifically our young people, right? We got to really teach our youth, our young people, what to expect from the world, what to expect from, people who would try to harm them. We got to really equip them with the word. And that's where the Comforter, that's where precious Holy Spirit comes in at. So we just want to encourage you tonight to really get more in tune, more in touch with precious Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And we're going to go through some scriptures on why that's so important today. Obviously, God was wise enough through his son to send precious Holy Spirit to keep us and guide us in all things. We thank God for Holy Spirit. Thank God for the Son. The blood of Jesus Christ, and we thank God for the Father who has the wisdom of all ages to bring everything about to this time and space. We thank God for you today as well. Hey, we're going to open up in prayer, and then we'll go over the topic again real quickly and then go over some scriptures and have some fun and keep it moving there. But our topic tonight is the Comforter. We want you to be comforted. As you know, the world is not in comfort right now. The world has got turmoil. They're all, doing some crazy stuff right now. So some observations is that the world, we'll just say the world, is not listening to the wisdom of God today. So we know that's one of the issues today. The observations I have is that the world does not listen to the wisdom of God. And that can be directly from God, ladies and gentlemen, through his word, of course, from him, still voice in your heart, in your mind, or it can be from a pastor, a bishop, apostle, a teacher, and a preacher, ladies and gentlemen. So whoever's bringing the word of God the right way, the correct way, we want to be able to listen to the wisdom of God. Another observation, too, we want to be mindful of thinking on good things, right? We need to keep our mind clear of bad things and put the good things. And there's so much going on today, and it's so easy to get involved in stuff, just by being in the world and doing what we do, right? So, but think on good things. We want to encourage people to think on good things, right? And just stay in the word, stay positive in things that require that area, you know, each and every day. And we know it's not always easy because it depends on your type of job that you're in. But the goal is to have some balance, right? To have some balance, to know that the world can't take you over. So we thank God for thinking of good things. And the last thing is respecting God, of course, right? As you know, the world does not respect God. They don't respect themselves. They don't respect his life, the life he's given others. As you know, a lot of innocent people are dying even as we speak. And God has not ordained none of that, in my opinion. So we got to respect God, but the evil one is here to kill, steal, and destroy. So don't be duped in that area. The enemy is for here. The devil, Satan, is here to kill, steal, and destroy people. And, of course, we come against that in the mighty name of Jesus. So let's go in the word of prayer. We're not going to keep you too long tonight, but our topic tonight is the Comforter. Thank God for the comfort tonight. Father God in heaven, we thank you so much for the broadcast. Thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. We thank you for the technology. Father God, I lift up people that need you right now, Father God. There's people that may know you. We lift them up to you, Father God. There's people that don't know you. We lift them up to you. First in our families, Father God. First in our communities. First our neighbors, Father God. First in our church. Family, Father God, and our jobs and businesses, Father God. So we lift those people up to you that need a touch from you right now. And we pray on their behalf, Father God, that precious Holy Spirit, Father God, the Comforter, will begin to speak to the hearts of men and women all across the globe that need you, Father God, because there is truly no other gods before you, Father God. So we thank you in advance, Father God. We ask that you help us, Father God. Help us through the power of the Son, power of the Father, and the power of the precious Holy Spirit. So we thank you. Father God, we pray for marriages today. We pray for single people, single men and women. We pray for our youth, Father God. Protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger, Father God. Protect them from the enemy, Father God, that will come to steal their life, snuff their life out, to harm them in any way. So we cancel that assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, specifically in our families, Father God, in our family members, and our also in our friends, and in our neighborhoods, Father God, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our young people, Father God. We also pray that our youth make right decisions, Father God, as well. May we have conversations that will help turn their life around, Father God. Let them know how important, how special, and how unique they are, Father God, because you created them in a special, special way. So, Father God, we lift up this whole program for our young people, Father God, because our young people are suffering because they don't know you, Father God. They're suffering at the abuse of the enemy, Father God. So we cancel that assignment right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we're going to do, we that know and believe will do what we need to do in our own families, Father God, to protect our young people. Father God, we also ask you to protect those who are enjoying their vacation. Father God, we pray for our bishops and our pastors and our elders and teachers, Father God. We pray for the Crenshaw family tonight, Father God, as they're enjoying a time of rest, Father God, and relaxation as well. So we pray for their safe arrival, which they are there, and their safe arrival back, Father God, to us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank God for the Crenshaw and the Day family and all the families that are represented through Bishop and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. So we thank God for them as well. And Father God, we thank you for the word tonight. Thank you for the opportunity, and we thank you for life, and we thank you for the things that you're doing, Father God. Help us to grow. Help us to be excited about your word, Father God. Help us to be encouraged in your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. So thank God for Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, let's get right to it. Hey, we're talking about the Trinity, part of the Trinity, for those who may be listening around the world later on. The Trinity is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is part of the Bible. You can read all this in the Bible, ladies and gentlemen, in Genesis specifically. But John 14, this is the Word of God, John 14 and 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. The Father's God, ladies and gentlemen, who will send in my name. That's Jesus, Yeshua talking. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whosoever I have said and whatsoever I have said unto you. So that's the power of the Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen. They'll teach you all things. And you know there's some issues around this, around the world where people don't want to be taught, right? So they got to listen, first of all. And God said he'll bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Of course, you got to know what he said, right? The only way you know what he said is by reading his word. So we thank God for precious Holy Spirit. But let's also talk about some scriptures that talk about this, some relevant verses about the Comforter, ladies and gentlemen. John 14 and 16 says, I will ask the Father, this is Jesus talking, and he will give you another helper, and he may be with you forever. You know, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to keep you in God, keep you in Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, and that you can be with him forever. Because, you know, the purpose is to be with Jesus forever. Come on now. Come on now. We got to, as I get older, man, I really understand that even, man. Thank you, Jesus, for that opportunity to be with him forever. Now, who wouldn't want to live forever, right? Think about that. Who does not want to live forever in their right mind, right? In their right mind, who doesn't want to live forever in a new body? Now, we know these bodies are going to change, and we thank God. But, ladies and gentlemen, you got to trust the Spirit of the living God, the Comforter. You got to know that, you know. So we just want to encourage you to get closer and get more in tune to the God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the precious Holy Spirit. Hey, John 14 and 26, which we read earlier, says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring to you your remembrance on what I said to you. John 15 and 26 says, when the Helper comes, that's the Holy Spirit, right, the Comforter, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, whom proceeds from the Father. He will testify about me. Amen. So the Spirit of God, ladies and gentlemen, if you receive him as your Lord and Savior, he will give you remembrance. He'll give you the truth of God's word. When you read his word, you'll be able to understand it through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's just a great thing to have precious Holy Spirit on your side. That is the Comforter. And people need comfort today. People don't seem to have a lot of comfort today. They don't have a lot of joy. And this course is not everybody. We're just talking about those who have this situation there, say a temporary situation, because we're going to believe God to free them from their mind, free them from the devil's grip in Jesus' mighty name. So we just want to encourage people to grasp on, ask God to help you. Ask God to give you precious Holy Spirit so he can give you peace and give you understanding as well. So we're excited about that. John 16 and 8 says, and he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Now, you know, the world, that's part of the problem right now too, ladies and gentlemen, just observation, is that the world does not think they're in sin. They don't want you to talk about sin, because they'll call you a racist or a bigot or homo, whatever they call you, mainly a bigot or a racist person, or got the other ones too as well. But when you start talking about sin, they think you holier than thou. And it's not about that. It's about what did God say about the sin of man. That's what it's all about. But he will, the Spirit of God, the Comforter, will help us and guide us. And even when I make mistakes, and please understand, ladies and gentlemen, I am not perfect. I think we all understand that. I am not perfect. And when I make a mistake, the Holy Spirit loves you so much, he'll correct you and give you the remembrance of the word of God. And what I do is repent and keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen, and thank God for his mercy and his grace. So we want to encourage you tonight that the Comforter is who you need. The Comforter is what you need, and you can surely get that through accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior as well. John 16 and 13 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you in all truth. You'll probably hear this over and over again, because this is the key to the whole thing. He will guide you in truth, for he will speak not only of his own initiative, but whatsoever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you you what is to come. Isn't that powerful? So the Holy Spirit and the Son don't speak unless the Father says something in that area. Isn't that powerful? Yeah, so powerful. He will guide you to all truth, and he will not speak in his own initiative. He speaks on the word of the Father, which is powerful. So that means the Father is in control and works with the Son. They're really one, but the Father is the head of the Son and head of the Holy Spirit, and they together will speak only of what God, the Father, has said. Isn't that powerful? Hey, also too, the Comforter in the Greek, and in the Parakletos says, the Comforter means in Greek, and Parakletos is convicts the world of sin. That's what the Holy Spirit helps us with. And to keep in mind is that the goal is to change, to have a changed life, right? To have a changed life, to have a successful life in Jesus Christ, right? Even when we make mistakes, ladies and gentlemen, even when we sin, the Lord will forgive you and bring you back to him through the power. The Comforter in the Greek and the Parakletos also means bring to remembrance, right? Christ's word. Now, if you read the word, you got to read the word, right? You got to know what's in there. You got to read the word, know what it says, be around the word, you know, be hearers of the word and doers of the word. But you got to be hearers of the word. You got to read the word for yourself. You got to ask questions and all that good stuff. So God will bring remembrance to you. You know, when the world gives you a little extra push, you know, trying to move you a different way, you have the word of God and you can rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. You can say, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name, right? Hey, also too, the Comforter means testifies concerning Christ, right? The Holy Spirit is here to testify of the goodness, the mercies, and the love of Jesus Christ and all that he has done, and even all that he has done for us today. The Comforter also means in the Greek, and the Parakletos is guides unto all truth. Isn't that powerful? Guides unto all truth. As you know, the world today doesn't want to hear too much truth, right? They just want to put lies out there and all kind of crazy stuff. Just incredible. We call it fake news, right? Fake news. People don't care if it's right. They don't care if it's wrong. They're going to tell it anyway. Nobody does their research or nothing. So the Holy Spirit will guide you in all truth. Also, the Comforter in the Greek and the Parakletos says also, too, that he abides forever, right? Jesus will abide forever. But the key, you have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and ask precious Holy Spirit to come into your life, and he will abide with you forever and ever. So we thank God. Oh, man, I got to give God some praise for that. We thank God for precious Holy Spirit. Father God, thank you for precious Holy Spirit for helping us each and every day, even right now. Thank you. Also, too, Holy Spirit, the Comforter, also is filling the saints, right? He fills us up with his wonderful spirit that we have received. The Holy Spirit and the Comforter says convicts the world of sin. We mentioned that earlier. And Holy Spirit, the Comforter, brings to remembrance Christ's word, right? Isn't that powerful? So you got to have some, you got to have some armor, right? You got to have some armor. You got to have some armor, bullets on, whatever you want to call it, some armor that keeps you each and every day from the enemy. Also, too, Holy Spirit, the Comforter, also testifies concerning Christ, right? And also guides us all in truth, and then, of course, abides with you forever and ever. Hey, John 14 and 16 and 8 through 18 says, I will ask the Father, who will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world, this is powerful. Keep in mind that the world cannot receive. It's only his people can receive that. Isn't that powerful? So it's only the people of God, the ones that accept him as their Lord and Savior, as Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and ask Holy Spirit to come into your life, because the world cannot receive it, because he does not, because it does not see him or know him, but you know him, that's us, right? Because he abides with you and will be with you. And I will not leave you orphans, God says. I will come to you. Isn't that powerful? God, ladies and gentlemen, said he'll never leave you or forsake you. Now, you can't get any better security package than that, right? There's no security guard, no security system on the planet or in the universe can do better than Holy Spirit, right? So we thank God for precious Holy Spirit and the God, the Trinity. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And that's what we got to believe. You really have to have that blind faith that God said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Now people can't do that. People can't do it, because they'll leave you, they'll forsake you, they lie to you, they'll make mistakes and all that. But God said, I'll never do that to you, ever do that to you. This is a powerful right there. Hey, John 15 and John 15, 1 through 26 says, I am the true vine. This is Jesus talking, ladies and gentlemen, and my Father is a vine dresser. Wow. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. Wow. Amen. So things are not, you know, always easy, right? So God may prune us a little bit to get us ready for some more fruit. Praise God. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. And that powerful, that's John 15. 1 through 22. And of course, if also too, ladies and gentlemen, if you want these scriptures, I'll be glad to send these to you later on as well. So we thank God for his word. But also too, John 16, 5 through 15 says, but now I am going to him who has sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, that's the comforter, will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Isn't that powerful? That's John 16, ladies and gentlemen, 5 through 15. There's more to that as well. But that's the comforter, again, that says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. But Jesus, before he ascended to return back to the Father, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, he ascended back to his Father. He left us the comforter, the precious Holy Spirit. And he told the apostles to wait on it, and they received that in the upper room. So we thank God for that. Hey, John 16, 7 through 8 says, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, that and if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Wow. So precious Holy Spirit is here to guide us, to love us, to bring us back to the fold. The goal is to stay on course, right? To stay on course in Jesus' name. Hey, John 14 and 26 says, but the helper, that's the comforter, ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Isn't that powerful? So that means you can know the word of God, right? You can know the word of God. You can love the word of God. You can also overcome. But remember, you got to speak that word, ladies and gentlemen. Speak the word over a situation. You said, in the name of Jesus, or the Lord rebuke you. Whatever the situation is, speak the word. Do not take it laying down. Do not take it standing up. You know, just speak the word over the situation, and the Lord will begin and will take care of that for you as well. So I love it. John 15, 26 says, when the helper comes, he will send to you the Father, that the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father. He will testify about me. Isn't that powerful? So what's powerful about all of this? Everything comes from the Father. Ha ha! Everything comes from the Father. Let's give the Father a round of applause. Lord, we give you praise right now. Thank you, Jesus, for the Father. Hallelujah. Everything goes to the Father, comes from the Father, goes back to the Father. Isn't that powerful? Hey, Luke 1 and 15 says, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, a while yet, his mother in his mother's womb. That's wonderful. Isn't that powerful? So that's the power of the Holy Spirit that can even touch a baby in the womb that God has ordained. That powerful. Acts 11 and 24 says, and he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, and considerable numbers were brought to the Lord. That's an Acts. That's the Acts of the Apostle, ladies and gentlemen. And Acts 2 and 4 says, and they were all filled, this is the upper room, with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit give them utterance. Isn't that powerful? That's the power of God. Now, you know, of course, you know, the devil, the enemy, Satan can't read God's language, right? You know that, right? So you got that utterance. You got that special language. You know, you guys use that. Use that language. Use your power over the enemy in Jesus' name. Acts 13 and 6 says, but Saul, who was also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, fixed his gaze on him. Isn't that powerful? So, you know, the power of God can change life. As you know, Saul was killing Christians, and God saved him. That's amazing. God saved him. He was killing God's people, and he saved them. So we thank God for that as well. Acts 4 and 31 says, and when they had prayed, y'all pray. Y'all continue to pray. Y'all can pray standing up, sitting down, laying down while you're drinking something, water, you know, whatever you drink, juice, whatever your smoothie, you can still pray, right, in your mind. You can pray. And when they had prayed, and the place they were, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak the word of God with boldness. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Boldness. Come on, give God some praise for boldness. I pray for boldness today. Well, all of us get it. Pray for some boldness. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all pray for boldness today in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for precious Holy Spirit. Hey, also 2:14, John 14, 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the Father who I send in my name, will teach you all things and bring remembrance. You're going to hear that over and over again as part of the power of the Comforter, the power of the Spirit of God. And when the Helper comes, he will send you. This is John 15, 26. And when the Helper comes, whom I will send to the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. Isn't that powerful? It all goes back to the Father, ladies and gentlemen. We just want to encourage you today, ladies and gentlemen. For those joining us, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network with Elder Kevin Vaughn. Our topic tonight is the Comforter, the precious Holy Spirit. And for those who don't know, the Trinity, which includes the Father, God, Father, the Son, and Father, the Holy Spirit as well. They are three, but yet one, and they all are part of the Father's master plan. Isn't that powerful? John 16:13 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own initiative, but whatsoever he hears, he will speak. I read that earlier, but he will disclose to you what is to come. Isn't that powerful? So God will give you a heads up. He'll give you future information. As you know, we have apostles, right? Just for that reason today. We have true apostles that will give a word from God, and it will be right on the money. I mean, it's got to be right on. So when a true apostle hears from God, they will be able to prophesy over a situation, over a family member, over, you know, over us, whatever God has told them to do, and it will come to pass. So God will disclose to his people. And I will say, ask God. If you want to know something, ask God. Ask him. Ask him yourself. Ask him. Have a conversation with God. And ask God. And love God. Love God as you already do, but ask him. Talk to him. You know, when you're in your car or private time, prayer time, fasting time, just ask God about certain things, and he'll let you know in your spirit. And you don't have to let everybody know what God told you unless he tell you to do it. But the point is, he'll let you know what's going on. Hey, our final scripture tonight is John 14:16 says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, and he may be with you forever. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? And he will be with you forever. Let's give God another hand clap of praise for that one. Hallelujah. Yeah, man. I love it. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen all around the world, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Our topic tonight, the Comforter. To God be the glory, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, also to the Trinity, also out of Isaiah 45:5, one of everybody probably knows this that loves the word. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. Isn't that powerful, ladies and gentlemen? So we got to believe. We got to believe. We got to take ourselves to the next level. We just got to love God so much that you want more and more and more of him through the power of the Son. Because, you know, Jesus had died for our sins through the power of the blood. And then he left us precious Holy Spirit, who we call the Comforter. And the world, as you know, needs some comfort today, ladies and gentlemen. So pray, fast, whatever it takes. Pray and fast, whatever you got to do. Hey, also, too, God is also called some other, that's the God, the Father, the Son. There's several scriptures here, but I wanted to see if, let's see if this makes sense here before I read this here. So God is called God, right? He's also the creator. These are just some names. He resurrects us, right? He's also the resurrector. He indwells in us. He's everywhere, as you know. He's all-knowing. He sanctifies us, life giver. He's also fellowships with us every day. If we let him, you know, you basically got to believe God and want to fellowship with him. As you know, God's a gentleman. Holy Spirit's a gentleman. So God, the Father, Son is all, they don't force anything on us, even though if anybody has the right to do it, they do, but they don't force anything upon us. They give us a choice to follow him, to fellowship with him. He's eternal. As you know, God is eternal, right? Through the Son and Father, Holy Spirit. He also is, has a great will for us to win. He also loves us more than anything else. And of course, he's a speaker of the word. He's the speaker of his own word. So as you know, when his word goes out, it doesn't come back. It does not return void because of the power of the living God. So we thank God for his word tonight. We thank God for precious Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Wow, powerful, powerful. What a great time. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Thank you so much for joining us. Also, thank you so much for supporting us, too, as well. Our numbers are great throughout the month, and we thank God for you. So, you know, can share this out. You can share this out with other people as well. And we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw, who are supportive of this network. They're on vacation this week. We trust and pray that they're enjoying themselves and relaxing as well. But for those who do not have a church home, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call. Give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404 401-0233 for more information about Kingdom Life Worship Center. Ladies and gentlemen, Kingdom Life Worship Center, non-denominational church service at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. That's 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. For those living in the metro Atlanta area, our services are on Saturday, 11 a.m., and non-denominational, full gospel church, ladies and gentlemen, and fellowship. And I tell you, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw know how to bring that word to us. And matter of fact, we're just going to give them a round of applause. We thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw as they teach us and train us each and every week in the word. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, also too, give me a call if you have more information about the, if you'd like to have more information about the services and, of course, our ministry as well. In Jesus' name, this is Kevin Vaughn at 404-410-233. Hey, Ray, get ready, get ready to roll out of here. We want to thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, and we're going to give you a little hand clap of praise as well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. All right. Hey, before I let you go, we're going to always, ladies and gentlemen, always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And remember, the comforters will never leave you or forsake you through the Father and through the Son. So thank you so much for joining us. God bless you guys. Have a great rest of the evening. Have a great rest of the week as well. Be very productive. Be mindful that Jesus is Lord. And remember, the comforter will never leave you or forsake you. And remember to speak that word, ladies and gentlemen. Speak that word with boldness and with clarity. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next time on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Bye-bye.